are you trading those on quite high leverage, like 1 to 100 or 200 or more?
Yeah. I don't even have any leverage, to tell you the truth. My outstanding.
Why is that?
It's just not my thing. You know, I'm looking to put up, you know, 15% returns a year without drawing down 5%. And that can be done without leverage. I catch 5 good trades a year, and I can, you know, put up 15% a year. I don't need to leverage. You know, if my clients want more volatility out of my returns, they can leverage me, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's up to them. I provide what I like to think 12 to 15% a year returns.
Did you at one time use leverage and then got burned by it and just felt not for me?
Oh yeah. When I was trading my own account, you know, I was pretty typical of, you know, leveraging massively. You know, I had $50,000 in my account and I was having, you know, $40,000 swings on a daily P&L, right?
Yeah. And it generally didn't end well.
It did not end well. It did not. And that never ends okay. well. I think that's what people need to understand, that it's great when it's working, but it doesn't. Your drawdown is going to at least equal what you're making as a return in a year. So if you're trying to make 100% a year, at some point you're going to have 100% drawdown. And when you have 100% drawdown, now you have no money left. So you're not trading anymore. A big part of this game is staying in the game, right? Stay in the game long enough to get lucky is what I like to say.
That was a clip from my recent get-together with Jason Shapiro, the contrarian trader featured in Jack Schwager's book, Unknown Market Wizards. Jason trades futures. He trades for himself and for clients. And as you just heard, he's learned to be very wary of high leverage. Listen to the full conversation on episode 66 of A Trader's Life.